Sometimes the end of a story isn't really the end. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. They looked like paradise, but the Hawaiian Islands of the late 1700s were places of social classes, violent wars, and human sacrifice. Henry Opukahaya was 12 when his parents were slaughtered before his eyes. Henry threw his infant brother on his back and ran for his life, but a warrior's spear impaled the baby. Henry was captured and enslaved. He escaped and was taken on board a visiting ship as crew at age 15. The ship's captain was a Christian who introduced Henry to the gospel. Henry was so bright that when he arrived in America, several divinity professors offered to tutor him. Henry burned with desire to return to Hawaii to share his hope in Christ. But in his preparations at the age of 26, Henry tragically died of typhus. As God arranged it, Henry's diary was found and published. His words so inspired others to go to the Hawaiian Islands that they made the voyage, packing their belongings in their coffins. The Hawaiian people embraced the life-giving gospel of peace. Henry's death seems like a tragedy, but to his people, God says in the Bible book of Isaiah, "I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." A decision to follow Jesus means, do what you want with me. Henry Opukahaya made that commitment. His short life reminds us that in any circumstance that may come after that, nothing is out of God's control. He says, "I know how to use that for my glory." I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.